In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Coming up, Facebook is really sorry and has an official apology to boot. Find out why.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Reporting in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Facebook is feeling the heat after some bad math. It cops to miscalculating the amount of times users spend watching videos on their site. Big deal? If you're an advertiser, yes. Advertisers were none too amused and are calling for a complete overhaul of how the social media site tracks its viewership. In fact, the situation got sticky enough for David Fisher, VP of Facebook's business and marketing partnerships, to put up an official blog post apology. Here's what he had to say. Many of you have seen the reports about our video metric miscalculation. I want to provide further clarity on the issue. About a month ago, we found an error in the way we calculate one of our video metrics on our dashboard. The metric should have reflected the total time spent watching a video divided by the total number of people who played the video, but it didn't. It reflected the total time spent watching a video divided by only the number of views of a video, that is, when the video was watched for 3 or more seconds. He goes on to say, "We sincerely apologize for the issues this has created for our clients. This error should not stand in the way of our ultimate goal, which is to do what's in the best interests of our partners and their business growth. We can only be successful if we're providing clients with the tools to drive their business forward, and we'll continue to deliver on that promise." So there you have it. Coming up, Media and Marketing Deputy Bureau Chief for The Wall Street Journal, Sarah Rabel, has more.
Enjoy our podcasts? Then listen in your car. Before you start down the road, just sync your smartphone using Bluetooth or plug into the USB port. Got Apple CarPlay? Just tap on the podcast app and search for WSJ. The next time you're getting behind the wheel, take us along and enjoy the ride. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously. WSJ Podcasts. Now available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app.
Welcome back. We're talking the latest on Facebook's numbers fiasco. The Wall Street Journal's Marketing and Media Deputy Bureau Chief, Sarah Rabel, joined the Wall Street Journal to explain the scope of these bad numbers.
So it was a very significant miscalculation. They're actually saying they overstated the average time spent viewing videos by 60 to 80% over the last 2 years.
The question remains whether advertisers will get their money back.
Not at this point. They're saying it's not affecting billing at all, because the thing is, they were measuring videos that were viewed longer than 3 seconds. Advertisers don't pay for a video until it has been viewed for 3 seconds. So Facebook is using this to say, we don't actually owe you any money. But the question is, advertisers are making a decision to either put money on Facebook or YouTube or, you know, with Google some other way, or on an actual TV.
And that whole 3 second rule, it's significant.
It really, it changes the average so dramatically, because you have so many people that watch a video for 1 second, 2 seconds. And if advertisers think that someone is watching for a lot longer, they adjust their creative that way. So the real message of the video might not come across till 10 seconds because you think viewers are watching it that long on average. But if it's not getting anywhere close to that, it's wasted money. I mean, publishers have been pouring resources into making video for Facebook. It takes people to produce it. It takes a lot of money. And they thought it was a lot more of an engaging platform than maybe it's going to be proven out to be.
What's that smell? Does anyone smell a lawsuit?
At this stage, everyone's upset because it's a black box. These internet companies do not allow third parties to come in and actually verify their data. And this is what happens. You find out that it was wrong for 2 years. And so it doesn't look like at this point no one's threatening a lawsuit, but it makes advertisers and marketers completely reevaluate where they're putting their money. So it calls into question the viability of Facebook as an ad platform going forward in their mind.
And there you have it. That'll wrap up the Tech News Briefing for now. For The Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.